This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is about 6:05 on Monday morning.
This
Monday.
Just in.
Yes, dear.
Stella McCartney designed JT's suit. So it's
epic
not
fail.
A Gucci, but boy,
he's got
she
a designer.
Find something else to do.
I'm sure he said, "I'm thinking inspired by the woods," and she was like, "All right," and gave him what he wanted. But yikes! Like, let's have a fitting. Let's get that thing tailored. That was just—it was a baggy. Like he was wearing a burlap.
I didn't even notice that part.
Bag.
I just thought he looked crummy.
Yeah, crummy.
Just crummy. Just all around like, dude, I could have put that together.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have put that together.
No, you would have said, that looks crummy.
Dude, put on a white tee and a pair of jeans and you're good. Anything's better than what that... Anyway, it's nice to see him look crummy, though, because, you know, like I said, I was sitting there with his biggest... Who knew? I had his two biggest fans sitting next to me.
What were they saying?
Just, oh, he's so... God, he can dance and sing and... Have you seen him on SNL? Oh, my God, he's so good on SNL. And I'm sitting there
and
like,
he is.
All right.
Yeah.
I got it.
Maybe
I'm sure his wife
dog,
is bugged by him, too.
Right. Oh, you're so perfect. Anyway, congratulations, Justin Timberlake, on your successful Super Bowl halftime show. And Eagles, congratulations.
Eagles beat the cheaters, says... one of the texters.
Yeah, jealous.
Another person. Have you seen this?
Oh.
Let's see who's behind this Nick Foles mask, and it's Eli Manning.
I would have got away with it, too. If it wasn't for you kids. Oh, okay. This part of the show is brought to you by 23andMe. Our live secret show is next week. Can't believe it. Man, time is flying by.
Yeah,
it's incredible. So next week is Valentine's Day on Wednesday. And we'd love to have you at our Live Secret Show. They are a party.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question. Please do not schedule anything for later in the day. You're not going to be in any shape for
You're
that.
You're not going to make it?
No.
Back to work
right.
or anywhere You're, else?
No.
Get a sitter for them kids?
Yeah. Let's just put the... It's
get
Valentine's
that Uber ready,
Day, right?
The lift
get yourself a room somewhere. Maybe the Fairmont where we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go down to the Fairmont San Jose. They're having us back. So we must be doing something right because the Fairmont is like very accepting of all our lewdness.
Marshall likes that.
Yeah.
And actually, I forgot to change this on that 7 a.m.
Yeah.
We're only going to have one pair.
Oh, mm-hmm. Are we full?
We're getting very, very full. So only one pair at 7 today and one pair at 9.
How many people are we cramming into this room?
We're trying to really mess with the seating and diagrams.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're going to have food there in two bars.
Yeah.
So and
two bars.
Building,
cancel your plans.
I think a little stage for us. Uh-huh. So we're really trying to squeeze people in. I don't know. I think I'm looking at 225,
oh, is
240.
That all?
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was going to be a little more than that.
Yeah.
Well, this is a hot commodity,
mm-hmm.
and your first chance to win coming up at 7. In fact, is this your only chance today?
No. So this is considered what's called our major. So we'll have it at 9, and then we'll
do it. Oh, is that a
it.
9, noon, 3, or 5
and no,
thing?
It's actually going to be every hour.
Oh, look at that.
With
From
the other day parts.
Four.
So, yeah.
Oh, so we're doing it at 8 as well?
You know what? They changed the wording of this stuff. So let's do this at 8, 9, and then it'll go on every hour till 4 o'clock.
Okay, got it. That sounds great. They're taking our 10.
That's why they took
They're
our
taking our 10
away.
Pairs
yeah.
and just spreading them out over the day. I see how it goes. All right, 7 o'clock, your first chance. So wait, so
8
we're not.
O'clock.
Okay. But it says 7 o'clock, and
I
then
know.
I'm now
they
I'm super confused.
They changed the wording to
Got
8
it.
O'clock.
8 o'clock, but we'll be doing them all day.
Yeah.
8 o'clock every hour after that.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Ish. Now I know.
I'll just rewrite that for you.
It's okay. Now that you've told me on the air. It'll work out. 23andMe.com, a genetic service that can tell you what your genes say about your health, traits, and ancestry. You can start to learn about your DNA story at 23andMe.com. Okay, so the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Much to my chagrin, it's really all that's in the news today. That and babies. The Super Bowl. So we're going to do some of the performances. Leslie Odom Jr., did you see that in the early on? He did, right before they did the anthem, he came out and did America the Beautiful with like a local choir.
Is that who that
choir.
Was?
Yeah.
I don't know that guy.
He played Burr in the Broadway production of Hamilton.
Oh!
So he's just an amazing singer. And I thought it just sounded beautiful.
I didn't recognize him at all. Looks, well, I was sitting way too far away to recognize him looks-wise, but I didn't recognize his voice either.
Oh, we didn't see him here.
In the New York version.
He's doing something else now. I can't even remember. I just heard about some big gig he got. But yeah, he was the original Burr in the Broadway production.
I don't know how they would have expected any of us to know that then.
Were we supposed
to be listening?
Maybe they even said it. But I'm not sure. I just happen to know that that's who he is.
All right.
He kicked things off with America the Beautiful, and it was gorgeous. Can you pop that forward to where the bunch of little kids in a chorus, I don't know, high schoolers, middle schoolers maybe? Very pretty. Unfortunately, Pink had been suffering from I think Pink is one of the greatest singers. I just think I love her voice. I love all the little rough edges. She had the flu earlier in the week, and she talked about it pretty openly. Like, I'm not canceling. I'm doing this, but I'm...
And I'm not going to lip sync.
I'm not going to lip sync.
But she also pulled the lozenge out.
She did.
After they said, Pink, everyone!
Right. And she
the
went.
Camera goes on her, and she goes, yep.
Yep.
Just so you all know, it's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough down here. It's really rough.
Right.
Let's
she
try
was,
it.
So she was a little pitchy in the high notes and not a great finish.
Yeah, you got that last part for us in here or what?
I do. You know what? It sounds better when I listen to just
good.
Maybe let's, they fixed it in post.
Maybe they fixed it. Let's
do you want just that last part or do you want the whole song?
No, I don't want the whole song. Right. And normally I would, but.
That hurt her.
It actually does sound, that sounded better.
Yeah.
It was pretty rough. But. It was Pink the whole time. It's like, I like her, so I'll give her a pass. At least she knew all the words. I mean, certainly we've seen people screw those up before.
Right. Well, it's a big moment.
It is.
It's in front of a big crowd.
Yep. She did a fairly long post on Instagram talking about how she'd been suffering, and she blames it on her kids. She basically said she's got two little kids at home who, quote, literally cough into my mouth and rub their snot on my cheeks.
Well, every parent can agree and understand that one.
Mm.
Every single parent. It's like,
no matter how sick your kid is,
out
right.
into their hand and go, amen, Pink.
Puts it back in. Yeah, she's not wrong. The kids, no matter how sick they are, they still want to in fact, when they're sick, they want to be held and loved even more. Like, but you're so sick and you're
gross.
Well, the first cold splash
so
of water is just how much of a time vacuum kids are. Like, you think you know, people tell you, and then you get one and you just go, man, this kid
has stolen my identity.
Yeah,
I'm a person
a
I never knew.
Break, man. Get back off.
Yep.
Want to read me a book?
No. Yeah. Read your stupid books. You read the same stupid books all the time. Sick of that book. Let's get another book.
You can't read yet?
Does Alexa read books?
Oh.
That, funny. I don't know. Yeah. Well, there's...
Well, I guess she could...
You can play CDs.
Right?
Yeah. Audio.
Sure, audio books or something.
Yeah. I will find out later
it's a
today,
idea,
buddy.
Good idea,
good idea.
Good parenting.
Wow. It's great parenting. Lock the kid in a padded room with a TV and an Alexa. You're all set. What else do they need? Anyway, there you go. That's that was the pre-show festivities. Then they're talking about Justin Timberlake's halftime show. Did that song? Didn't he open with that "Put Your Filthy Hands on Me" thing? I was very confused at the beginning because he definitely did not seem to be on the field, and as it turns out, he wasn't. I was like, "What are they in some local nightclub?" Like, it was a very strange opening to it. But then he gets out. And I like that little stage they had out there. The selfie kid was pretty cute. Came, you know, when I've seen that. Yeah, toward the end, he's up in the crowd. And this kid, little teenager with braces in the audience, you know, he actually had the thought, like, I don't know. Most people I don't think would think, oh, I got to pull my camera out right now and ask for a selfie in the middle of his performance. And the kid did. Posted a selfie. He's everywhere this morning. I saw him.
The kid is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, have you seen the selfie that he took?
I have.
Oh, I haven't yet.
Oh, it's very, you know, the kid is looking at the screen and not at the lens. Justin knows where to look. He's looking right in the lens. But he gets it done, and good for him. Did you find it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's cute. Very cute.
Oh, actually, that's...
That's not a bad shot at all.
I think he took a couple then, because I didn't see the one with the mic in the kid's face. They're calling it sanitized and non-controversial. And the biggest set piece was the giant projected image of Prince, with whom Justin sang a duet of I Would Die For You. Playing to the home crowd, Prince's hometown.
Yeah, I questioned the song choice, but I thought it was a neat moment for Minneapolis and...
And it was a spectacular visual.
I love the outside the stadium shot. Everything's purple. It looked great.
It was really neat. And at first I thought they were just showing the outside, how all the purple light was coming through the top of the Minneapolis.
That took a second, right?
It did. And then all of a sudden it seemed like the purples. I'm like, oh, it's the Prince symbol. Oh, look at that. That's so neat. That was really, really cool. A lot of people thought that the inclusion of Prince was disrespectful, including Sinbad and Anthony Bourdain. Sinbad. For some reason, they're about as random as you get for picks on people to comment on whether or not Justin Timberlake should have had Prince at his performance. And then there was a posting. There is no audio for this. This is the excerpt from a 98 interview where Prince called duets with dead artists the most demonic thing imaginable and said it would never happen to him. His quote is, he's asked, would you ever consider doing something like that? He says, certainly not. That's the most demonic thing imaginable. Everything is as it is, and it should be. If I was meant to jam with Duke Ellington, we would have lived in the same age. That whole virtual reality thing, it is really demonic. And I am not a demon. Also, what they did with that Beatles song, Free as a Bird, manipulating John Lennon's voice to have him singing from across the grave, that'll never happen to me. To prevent that kind of thing from happening is another reason why I want artistic control. Justin, oh, shame on you.
Well, I even read somewhere that Prince didn't like Justin and Justin didn't like Prince. And I'm going, in what world would these two have an argument with each other? I have no idea where that is coming. But it's
maybe
the internet.
Maybe because he was in the Mickey Mouse Club.
So, you know.
Didn't like that.
Who knows?
Anti-Disney? I don't know.
Or someone who wrote that and has no idea.
Right. Exactly. Who could even know? Maybe they were the best of friends. Maybe he asked permission years ago. Anyway, so that was Justin's big surprise. He didn't have any other special guests. He had his big band there for a bit, but mostly it was him dancing and running.
I thought for sure
all
Chris Stapleton was going to come out.
I half expected there to be a Chris Stapleton moment, but
I started to think, no, he likes this. This is his stage. I think he likes it.
I thought for sure Coldplay and Beyonce were going to come out.
And Bruno. Hasn't Bruno Mars been at the last three?
I kind of respect that whole, no, I got the stage, everybody. I got this. I got enough hits. Uh-huh. I got enough moves. I don't need your help.
Yeah. You know what you are? A wild card. We have this thing dialed.
Right.
Thousands of people took the streets of Philly after the game, and they burned things and collapsed things and smashed things, and it was...
They're new to winning, Sarah. Give them a break.
Yeah.
They don't have a million of them like your Pats fans do.
I just don't know why people destroy their own cities when this stuff happens.
Well, because they couldn't get a train to Boston. That's why.
Is that it?
Yep, because they were in Philly when the wind went down.
Well,
that's why.
Put up our, you know, we closed the gates, I'm sure, in Boston. Like,
and,
stay out!
By the way, because they'd been drinking for 8 to 10 hours. That's
at
why,
least,
too.
At least, right. It happens. And on the East Coast, the game ended at, you know, what is that, 11 o'clock? Or what was it, 8 something?
Yeah.
Around there. So it's late at night. You're right. They've been drinking since...
All day.
Right. Since they woke up. It's Super Bowl. Since like a holiday, especially when your team's in it. So they smashed windows, I guess, at a Macy's in Center City, Philadelphia, and took down traffic lights at City Hall. I guess a whole bunch of people were up on an awning. Like an awning? It's not even a balcony. Like, don't be on the awning. That is not going to hold very many people. And that crashed to the ground, and
well,
people got... And there were fires.
It was just that one last guy. We had it until that guy got up here.
Exactly. Were you able to find that? I guess SNL on Saturday night did a... Was it... Does it
yeah,
not
it just
translate?
Wasn't... Yeah.
Okay.
It was long and I couldn't read.
So Saturday Night Live did a Patriots-Eagles sketch set in 1775. And they brought back Tina Fey and Rachel Dratch. And so I'm sure you'll be able to find that. Or maybe you have SNL DVR. I do. I didn't have a chance. All we did was watch pregame crap yesterday. You know what? Maybe you handed it to me and I didn't get to it. They're saying that wherever you were, your food cost less than it did at the actual stadium.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, sure.
The prices there were exorbitant. So I'll set that aside and see if I can find it in the... Because I didn't get to it. I had a thick pile of Super Bowl information this morning. Couldn't get through everything. Celebrities were tweeting out a zillion tweets. Deadpool, or whoever's behind the official Deadpool account... live tweeted the game. God, I love pink, and not just the pop singer. Besides being my second favorite shade of red, it's also the color of the inside of people's outside. And Lady Biker Gang from Greece.
Huh?
Yeah, and he tweeted throughout, but none of them are, you know. Deadpool's funny, so I went and looked, but... Kevin Hart. Kevin was...
Oh,
you
got this.
There was a couple things with him. He dropped an F-bomb. He broke into somebody's interview.
Yeah.
And by the way, the cameras are up here, and I hate to make short jokes, but dude looks so small.
So small.
So he breaks in.
Where is this? At the Super Bowl?
Yeah. At the Super Bowl.
He's a Philly. He's a huge Eagles fan.
So they're doing an interview. And I guess this is... First, he tried to join the team on the stage when they were accepting the trophy.
Did you see that, Vinny?
Was he down there?
Yeah.
That was him?
That was him, yeah. We paused it like 100 times and kept rewinding.
He looks
going,
like a little kid trying to
well,
get up.
Hold on. The guy that he comes up to in the gray suit. See, I didn't notice that was Kevin Hart. Or I didn't notice anyone specific getting in. I did notice the giant, absolute giant human that they had in front of the stairway.
Yeah.
That guy was three guys.
Right. And Kevin's like a half a one guy, so it was, you know.
And he was screaming.
The juxtaposition of the two. He's screaming at the guy.
Yeah, going, I need to be up there.
So was he drunk?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was. Yeah, so, so this is him. They're walking up with the trophy.
Look at that.
Guy's huge. There's tiny Kevin. Kevin looks...
Oh, see, I didn't.
God,
I was
like
following
child.
The gold jacket. I didn't even notice the
little guy on
the
left.
Little guy trying to
he did, look at how
grab his coattail. He literally tries to grab the dude's coattail.
Yeah.
Please let me up there. So Fletcher Cox was answering questions about the game and it's kind of a seated interview. Like, it looks like Deion Sanders is in this shot. I can't tell who the other guy is. But he busts in. He breaks in on the interview and manages to drop an F-bomb.
He throws the mic down and just, like, kind of runs away laughing.
Like, oh, no, I did something wrong. He's actually, I've seen him now on the, World Series of Poker things. Kevin Hart, who I am a fan of, I like his stand-up, and I find him amusing. He is so annoying on the poker thing. That it has soured me toward him.
Is he trying to throw people off by being annoying? Off their game?
You know, and a lot of times the announcers say that, like, you know, everybody's sort of got their way of playing, but he's so, I don't know, it's hard to even tell you, like, he's a terrible winner.
Annoying,
he's a terrible,
antagonizing.
Is so loud, thinks he's hilarious, like, making constantly cracking jokes and just digging on people and saying mean, crazy things and... I'm like, ugh, mute this. I don't even want to hear him.
Apparently, the New York Daily News just posted Kevin Hart's apology.
Oh, yeah?
It's on. I think it's on his Instagram. All the title of the headline says, when alcohol's in your system, you do dumb stuff. I don't know if you can find him.
He sounds drunk even in the very brief piece that we heard there. He's a little, he's one of the guys who's been drinking all day. You know, it's only the announcers and team and the players who I guess are stone cold sober at that point. All right, that's it. There'll be more Super Bowl stuff. I'll try to find all the. We'll talk about the ads. There's a million of those.
Oh my God. Do you have?
Don't do it now.
Which one?
We'll do it. We'll talk about all of it.
I have one favorite, and a lot of bad ones.
A lot of them were like, "Who cares?"
All right. Well, coming up, I've got call your parents.
Oh,
guys in their cars, and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Lucky. Lucky that it's Monday. You can watch this show. Just tune into radioalice.com/watch. That link takes you directly to our Looking Glass, where you can check out our show every morning. We do it live Monday through Friday. And then Vaughn, who is a guy who runs the whole camera system, loops it throughout the day. Best ofs on the weekends. RadioAlice.com/watch. And check us out over here, man. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, untrimmed beef tri-tip roast is $2.99 a pound. And max packs of 85% lean fresh ground beef are buy one, get one free. Only at your local Lucky Stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting a new neighborhood each month for February. Check out Jingletown.
Jingletown?
I've never heard of it.
Where's Jingletown?
Oakland's vibrant arts community. I thought that was Berkeley. Berkeley's not.
Jingletown is where Studio 880 is. It's where Green Day records.
Jingletown.
Yeah. That's cute.
Oakland's vibrant arts community. Jingletown.
All right, Jingletown.
Check it out.
Look at how much we're learning about Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
Jingletown.
Here's what's happening. If you thought I wouldn't begin with the Super Bowl, you were wrong. Mm. We begin with the Super Bowl.
All
because righty. It was the... who hasn't said? It should be a holiday.
Agreed.
Agreed.
It's
agreed.
The day.
Agreed.
Hey, by the way, what happened to you? You okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm Me? Talking to Hooman.
Hooman?
No,
yeah,
you.
Why?
I don't know. You're rocking extremely gingerly.
Oh, I hurt my back working out the other day, and it hasn't quite recovered. So I was talking to Brynn. I said, I think I'm just going to go sit in the steam room at the Bay Club after the show
today.
Oh,
that sounds delightful.
Hopefully that helps.
All right.
And I'm super tired.
Where'd you watch the Super Bowl?
I went to two parties, one for the first half. My friend Shauna Harrison, happy 40th birthday.
Shame.
And then my buddy Ryan's house.
He's got that walk with the hitch in the side and the neck to the side. I was like, what the?
Oh, man.
All right.
Poor thing.
Oh, it didn't slow him down at all. He hit all the parties.
Right.
Don't worry about him.
Do you get, like, good prescription painkillers or something? Like,
No. I'm all about acupuncture and massage.
Oh.
Anyway, the Super Bowl was yesterday, and the Eagles beat the Pats, everyone, 41-33. They were winning. I think the Pats got ahead at one point for a minute there, but... The Eagles were ahead most of the game and did finish. When the clock went to zero, they were up. Very fun game. The underdog Eagles upset the Pats 41-33.
Good game, though.
Nice.
It was fun to watch-ish. And congratulations, Philadelphia.
Backup quarterback, Nick Foles, was the Super Bowl MVP. I saw a thing... You know, I love Instagram because it's pictures and they're easy. And there's a picture. I think it was The Onion, but it could have been any one of those sites that I follow. And it's the coach of the Eagles congratulating Nick Foles. And it says, you know, the coach is congratulating Nick Foles on winning the Super Bowl and the MVP and letting him know he's been traded to the Browns. Because...
I was thinking the Patriots should pick him up.
He is... he's not their quarterback.
Right.
And won't be when the season starts next year. It's such a weird thing to witness. Wins the Super Bowl, gets the MVP, he's their backup.
Yep.
So there's that. By the way, Tom Brady finished with 505 passing yards.
I know. Broke some record, right?
That beat his own record of 478.
And they still couldn't do it. Defense. Come on. It's like the... Honest to God, it was like their players were greased. There were so many times that, like, missed tackles. I'm like, what are they doing?
Tom Brady is the first quarterback in NFL history to lose a game with 500-plus passing yards, three or more touchdowns, and zero interceptions.
Congratulations, Eagles. You did it. Yay. Good for you. Good for you.
Okay, let me get to a different story. Call your parents.
So I have to. I text her all day.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly what you need to be doing, but if you call your parents more often, they could live longer.
Oh.
According to a recent study on loneliness, calling your parents more often could actually help them live longer. Researchers followed 1,600 older adults for 6 years and kept an eye on how lonely and isolated they felt. The average age in the study was 71. The people who showed signs of loneliness were significantly more likely to die over the course of the study. Calls from their family can make all the difference in the world. Call your mom.
You call your mom all the time.
I do, not often enough, though.
How often would you say?
Well, I talk to her. Well, you know what? My kid calls my mom.
I was going to say, she's on with your kid all the time.
I swear to God, they FaceTimed on Saturday night for 2 hours. And it's the same thing every time. Go get Nona. I can hear Nona yelling from the other room. She's still on the phone trying to get you to come get her. Go get her.
That's a lonely feeling. Well, you're actually on the phone with someone and they're not there.
They get on. They have fun.
It's great.
But she's four.
So, but pretty much every day they FaceTime her.
We talk to Nona at least 4 times a week.
Well, then she's, you know, that's
good. She's
good.
And she's got two other boys that also check in.
That's good.
So she's spoiled in that sense.
Good.
Guys in their cars.
Yeah, it's a thing.
This young man's name is Shelby Mustang GT500 Miller.
Really?
That's really his name. A 29-year-old guy in
Arkansas. He didn't have to change it to that?
His
dad named him that?
A guy in Arkansas, 29-year-old, was arrested for driving on a suspended license last Friday. His actual name is Shelby Mustang GT500 Miller.
He has numbers in his name.
The Shelby Mustang, if you don't know, is a souped-up version of the Ford Mustang that debuted in 1965. The GT500 version came out 2 years later, and Ford brought it back in 2004. I'd love to have a really just a Mustang with all the stuff on it.
Yeah. Those old Mustangs. You mean one of the new ones?
I'd take a new one, sure. Yeah. They are badass.
I love the old ones.
I'd take an old one over a new one.
Wow.
You know, the thing about it, though, is you certainly wouldn't want to commute in it. I mean, the modern conveniences that are in cars
Sunday
these days.
Car. It's a weekend ride.
Yeah. You like the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
But his name is Shelby Mustang GT500 Miller, and he's facing charges for driving on a suspended or revoked license, driving without insurance, and not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh. What was he driving, though?
Doesn't say.
Oh, that's too bad. To me, that's the crucial information I need in this story. Because he's driving a Ford Fiesta, that is just sad.
Does a guy named Shelby Mustang GT500 Miller need to be driving a Shelby Mustang GT500?
Yes.
Oh, you think so?
100%.
Well, at least a Ford. Maybe not a Ford. What'd you say? Fiesta?
Yeah,
I'll
Fiesta.
I'll take maybe a truck.
But it really should be a Shelby Mustang GT500.
Something powerful, yes.
Miller.
Here's another little tidbit on guys and their cars. 1/3 of guys have named their car.
Oh, yeah?
Bryn, you've had...
I don't name my cars, no.
You don't?
I don't.
The Lamborghini must have a name. Come on.
That's not mine, but yeah, I don't name my cars.
Did your dad name the Lamborghini?
He named it Lambo.
I don't think he has.
Super.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Lambo.
I said I don't think he has named
its name is Lambo.
Cars.
Lambo.
37% of dudes have spoken to their car like it's a person.
Oh, yeah. I talk to my car.
I used to talk to mine because I was trying to get it to get me where
please,
I needed
baby,
to go.
Please, baby, make
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
I talk to it when it's about to break down on me.
Either. Not here. Not yeah. here. Not here.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's the worst. And I was that guy, too. The car's risky at best. Mm. And I'm like, well, I'm going to roll the dice. Even though
we're driving to Santa Ana.
Everybody behind me and there. Everyone yeah. else on the road is going to have to pay the price for my foolish decision. If it doesn't work out, I can't see that clearly right now in my teen brain. All I
you
see
is... You
have
to go to that party, right?
There's only one way
for... Get that weed.
Party's got to be gone, too.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. We all know that, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a cute story. It's actually one that I saved from the end of last week. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but I've definitely had a girlfriend who came around enough in my youth where they'd come over, stuff happens. After a little while, you get to changing the sheets and you realize there's more than one pair of her underwear down there at the foot. You know, the...
Oh.
Other side. Never. No.
No.
You never.
I usually keep track of my panties.
Found a man's stash of boxers.
No.
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 No. If I go there with panties, I'm going to leave with panties.
Yeah, I'm taking my panties. The panties are expensive.
Well, it's my girlfriend. I'm not going to take them or sell them. I mean, she'll be back. I'll get them to her. Yeah. But anyway, a guy named Ed Williams from Mount Eden, New Zealand, was in big trouble with his girlfriend a few months ago when she found another woman's underwear in their bed.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Ed swore, I don't know how that got here.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that got here. It turned out he was telling the truth.
Oh.
A few days later, they saw their cat dragging a bra and realized the cat has been raiding the neighbor's laundry. Now they're trying to, they have...
Oh, so good. They, whew, they stayed together.
Yes, they're okay.
How much did he pay the cat?
Exactly. Think? I'm thinking he put the bra on the cat's right. mouth.
Oh, really?
Looped, yeah. Looped the arm strap around his neck.
Put some
catnip on it
or something.
Yeah, there you go.
God forbid the guy should be innocent.
Yeah, I mean, between you two, geez.
How to get in the bed. All the way down there. Come on.
Uh-huh. I guess every guy is guilty.
Doesn't make sense.
Every girl is innocent. Everyone.
It doesn't make sense. It's not true.
That's right. Dirty panties or clean panties?
If I wasn't on meds, I'd be grabbing bras and panties every day.
Where would you put them?
I'd stick them and frame that guy. He threw me in the garage. Kick his ass.
I'm right. Framed.
Are we doing a cat bit right now?
Is yeah, that it sounds like right. it.
Well, it's first man bashing, then it became a cat bit.
Oh, all right.
Well, combo is the 1-2.
I think the cat bit is bashing man, too.
Ending with a bashing specifically on Vinny.
Yeah,
yeah as you blame me yeah. somehow for what's going on with that cat. Just like to say I have no... That's not... I'm allergic to cats. So you know,
in more ways than one.
It's not my deal.
My cat is, you know how I have that one stupid cat yeah. that is, he got skunked again.
Oh,
so bad.
When?
Actually,
Friday?
Sometime Friday because when I left for here on Friday, I opened the door to let him in the morning. And he stinks like it's just a cloud. So he gets by me, but I crush him against the wall with my leg like, oh, no, you don't. And I grab him with my hands and he's covered in the oil or the whatever. And so now it's all over my hands and I'm wrestling with him. Get him back out. Shove him outside. Close the door. I'm like, ah, it's all over my hands. I got to go in. His poor eyes, like his, you know, he has cat eye herpes.
Herpes
and
yeah.
and like this, you know, we finally let him back in yesterday because he didn't stink quite as bad. But he's got like the rolling, you know, eye weeping. I'm like, oh my God, this cat. Aww. So like how many times do you have to get skunked? How many times?
Well,
this is at least the 10th time.
It's skunk season right now. They're all over the place.
Oh,
maybe
unreal.
Unfortunately you see them littering the roadways right now.
Maybe he thinks they're friendly. You know,
but
maybe they just attack him. Why are you blaming it?
No,
on him?
They don't. They're out there digging in my garden, and he just like can't
the skunks
resist.
Do.
They do. They dig and they look for grub, like in the mulch and stuff. It's moist, and I think they go and try and find bugs.
You
or
finish
whatever.
That yard yet?
Oh no,
no.
It's
no
getting
way.
There though. It's getting there. It's going to be nice.
It looks someday. From the little pictures you've been able to show me, it looks unbelievable.
It's going to be pretty. Still got a lot of planting to do, the deck to finish, but
nice.
Yeah. But the skunks are destroying. Every day I go out there and I'm like cleaning mulch off the sides of the
skunks are skunks. Omnivorous. They eat both plants and animals.
Yeah. Oh. Omnivorous.
They like earthworms, rodents, lizards.
Oh, boy.
Birds sometimes. They eat birds
just
and
eat
snakes.
That cat and let's get it over with because that is so annoying.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Dude, are you just trying to fire up the text machine? I mean.
So stupid.
You have
like,
to
how
imagine.
Stupid do you. How many times do you have to get skunked before you go, ooh, the black guy with the white
well,
stripe? I'm going to
sure
stay away from him.
I'm sure the cat's at the door going, let me in. Let me in. Let me in.
No. Not until he gets skunked, and then that's when he wants to be let in.
Oh, all right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I got an answer to this one. Speaking of firing up the texters.
Oh, what'd you do?
Vinny, you can link Audible to Alexa, but then your little girl will be telling men what a bleep hole daddy was in the champagne room.
Oh.
So she'll be a stripper
if you,
because of my...
You better read to her. She'll become a stripper.
Champagne room. I was like, what?
Right. Oh,
yeah. Listen, keep her off the pole, Vin. It's your only
you
job.
You need to understand. This happened to me. I took her for a swim to get a new swimsuit over the weekend because it was so sunny and it's clearly coming on pool time. So I take her to get a swimsuit to the one of the surf shops near my house. First of all, I'm putting them on her and she's so funny. I don't even realize it. She's all, I hear this. Whoosh. She rips the center
protective tab off. Yeah.
I'm like, no, that stays on there. First of all, her underwear was on, so she's okay. But I'm thinking, you know, if we don't buy this, the next person's going to wonder.
Be bombed. Mm-hmm. Right.
The next one I put on her, whoosh, I'm like, no.
You can't do that.
What
kid.
Is your deal? With the Anyway, so we get her a swimsuit and I get her to the front counter and she goes, boo! To the guy at the counter, right? And he goes, oh, you got me. And then she starts, boo! And yep. I'm like, oh, my God. And this is, I'm getting to the book part, too. They are relentless. Kids are relentless. Mm. And I said to the guy, I'm so sorry. And he goes, it's okay. You're going to leave.
You got her.
That's yours to take into the car and wherever else you go. And I was like, oh,
you
got me.
You're so right.
You totally got me.
But they do latch onto stuff and just beat it to death.
And look, she loves books, which was one of the most important things to share with her. Mm-hmm. But you're at like the eighth reading of the same book and you just go. And right then.
Yeah, not over 8 days.
No, right then you've read it 8 times
again,
in
again,
a row.
Again, again, again.
And you start to go, okay, no.
Just any other book. More, more, more,
so,
said the baby.
Anyway, here's a couple more. Was I the only one expecting a cameo from Janet Jackson?
No, we all were.
Well, what? I think we all knew that was not going to happen.
I wanted a cameo from Janet Jackson and NSYNC.
And Britney Spears.
And Britney Spears and Chris Stapleton.
Well, we got Prince. Which I thought it was beautiful.
415 says, you guys probably couldn't stay up late enough to see that Chris Stapleton joined Timberlake on Jimmy Fallon after the game, and they sounded great.
No, I'll watch that today. He did a live. You know what else? There was a trailer for the new Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know about that story?
I think I do. What do you know?
Apparently, that Cloverfield was up for sale. Netflix bought it, put a commercial on the Super Bowl, and got it up on Netflix last night.
Yeah.
Immediately.
It's incredible.
And then the reviews are already in on it.
And what are they saying?
The movie's awful.
Oh, that's too bad. I was totally excited to watch it.
Well, I'm just telling you what I read. I don't know. I didn't see it. I was with you. I went to bed right after the game.
I felt like they weren't clear that I thought it was like coming soon to Netflix. And I think they should have put a little bit more prominently in the commercial, available right after the Super Bowl, because that was the time to do it. Like, let everyone know it's there.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's pretty neat that they just went,
boom.
We'll throw money down for that. We'll throw money down for a commercial. And hopefully we catch fire with the thing.
Right. No, it's great.
I like the Han Solo ad. Are we going to talk about the ads next?
Yeah, we'll talk all about the ads right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.